What up, what up, what up? You already know this is your man, Teddy B. Love, back again for another episode of the Relax and Take Notes podcast. I know it's been a minute, but you know how it is nowadays. I mean, everything is different, you know, with COVID still out there and everything else that's going on in the world, you know, sometimes you just got to take a break, you know, sometimes you just got to unplug. But I'm plugged back in, so let's get into it. I've been thinking a lot about this topic, and it's just one of those things where I feel like it just needs to be discussed, and not in a whole lot of great detail, but it just needs to be said. So women, a lot of times I've noticed that they don't get the credit that they deserve. And I know that might sound weird coming from a guy, but so what? It is what it is. But I feel like the credit that they should get, they don't. Because that's a hard thing to be. In any decade, being a woman has been hard. Back in the day, it was hard. Today is hard. And I don't think a lot of people acknowledge how hard it is to be a woman. Women go through so many things that a lot of times they don't discuss. They go through things and sometimes they'll discuss it or they'll let you in on it a little bit. Sometimes they go into great detail. Sometimes they're really vague. Because some things they may just not want to discuss. But it's hard for them to do what they do day in and day out. It's hard to be a woman. And I know it's probably dudes out there like, what do you mean it's hard to be a woman? And there may even be some women out there like, what do you mean? Being a woman is easy. No, it's not. Being a woman is extremely hard because it's so much that they do that goes unnoticed that makes it even harder. So I'll give you an example. If a woman, say you drink beer and you come home one day, and typically you buy your own beer, but you come home one day and it's an ice cold beer in the refrigerator. Now, you know, she doesn't drink the beer, but she knows you drink beer. She's got it in the refrigerator, super cold, right? You take the beer off, had a long day. She's like, it's a beer in the refrigerator. I didn't buy no beer. Yeah, I bought you one. It's one in the refrigerator. I figured you might need it. You get the beer, open it, drink it, and proceed to do whatever you was going to do anyway. Don't acknowledge the fact that she went and bought the beer. Yeah, typically she doesn't do it, but she did it that day. But you say nothing. It goes unnoticed. So the next day comes and she does the exact same thing. She buys you a beer. Puts it in the refrigerator. Super cold when you get there. You go to open a refrigerator. It's a beer in there. Okay. That's 2 days in a row she bought me a beer. You say nothing. Eventually, guess what's going to happen? Those spur of the moment beers that you've been getting. Nope. You might as well go back to buying your own. Because after that time, if it goes unnoticed, she's not going to do it again. But it's the small things that they do. And it's the big things that they do. They just want you to notice it. But if it goes unnoticed, trust me, they'll stop. It's a lot of things women do and it just goes unnoticed. And what I've come to realize is everything that women do, they do out of love. Everything that they do is based out of love. No matter what it is, at the core of it, it's love. all of it. The smallest things to the biggest things, it's all based out of love. And what women want you to do as a man is that every chance that you can get, they want you to penetrate their love with love. Because they have an infinite amount of love to give. They give it to everybody. Even when people don't deserve it, they give love, right? And you might go, well, my woman gets on my nerves. She's always nagging me. No, she's doing that because she loves you. Because if she doesn't care, she says nothing. But she's trying to give you some love by doing what she's doing. You might look at it as nagging. Look at it as she's giving you love, just in a different way. She's giving it to you. You just got to be prepared to receive the love, because everything she's giving you is out of love. So next time you think she's nagging, pay attention to what she's nagging about. Because in her mind, she's not nagging you. She's trying to give you some love and you don't want to take it. I love you, so I'm telling you this. I love you, so I'm telling you that. Love me enough to listen to what I'm telling you. Even if you don't agree with it, love them enough to listen to it. Because they're telling you this for a reason. There's something they're trying to get you to understand through their love. No matter what it is, pay attention to it, because it's all out of love. Everything women do is based out of love. They live in love. From the time they're born to the time they die, everything they do is out of love. Think about even before they're women, when they're little girls and they be like, here, have some of my candy. I love candy, so I'm going to give some to you because I want you to love candy like I love candy. Right? And little kids, you be like, oh, thank you. And you're not even understanding. That's their way of showing you love, even at a small age like that. But then notice when women get older, and once they reach that certain age where, hey, I want kids and I want this and I want that, they want all these things because that's something else that they can give love to. They can show their love to something else. Think about it even with women and pets. The boy be like, oh, we gonna run around with the dog. We gonna wrestle with the dog, all that. The woman's not doing that. The woman is nurturing the dog. She's nurturing the pet. She's giving that animal love. They do everything different than we do, but a lot of it goes unnoticed. And no one says anything. But they live in love, always. And all they want you to do is acknowledge the love that they're giving. Acknowledge it, appreciate it. Live in it with them sometimes too. Because even more masculine women, or women who are a little rougher around the edges, their core is still love. Their feminine core is still love. And man, we tough and all that, but we have a softer side too. Everybody doesn't get to see it, but that's the love that's in us. And a lot of that love we get from them. They give it to us and we just hold on to it for a while because they have so much to give. We can keep that. They give it to us. We hold on to it. That's why they love it when we give it back. Ah, you remember, I gave you some love. Now you giving me some love back and I love it. I live in it. They feed on it. Women feed on love. Everything they do is out of love. Even when you feel like, And I hate using this word sometimes, you feel like they might be chastising you. Even though you're grown, they're not chastising you. They're giving you love, just in a different way. Honey, did you cut the grass? No. And then you wonder why they get frustrated. It's because it's like, no, I'm giving you some love. It's a reason I'm asking you to cut the grass. It's a reason I'm asking you to do this or did you do that? Like, give me some love. Because I'm giving you all this love. And then when they give you the love that you actually think that you want from them, it's that much better. When you learn how to take the love that they give you that you don't necessarily think you want. It's all still out of love. Because they feel like, if he's not taking my love, I can go do this on my own. And when you feel like their love fizzles, trust me, you don't want to be around them when you feel like the love is being placed somewhere else, away from you. Because what you fail to realize is how much you actually needed that love that they're giving you. You don't appreciate or understand how much you needed it until they take it away and put it somewhere else. Then you're sitting there like, wait, why do I feel off? I feel different. Something feels weird. They took that love away and they moved it somewhere else because you didn't appreciate it. You got to show them some love back. You have to. They got all this love to give and they giving it to you. They're putting it other places, but you getting the majority of it. Let them know that you appreciate the love that they're giving you because they don't have to give it to you. But women have, like I said, unlimited amounts of love. They could give it to anybody. They choose to give it to you. So the least you can do is acknowledge and let them know, I feel the love. I appreciate the love. Keep the love coming. Because whether you feel like it or not, you need that love too. When you was younger, you needed that love from your mom, boy or girl. You sick, you don't feel good, mom gonna give you some love. She love you, she give you some medicine. She love you, she make you some soup. She love you, she run you a hot bath. She love you, she take you to the doctor if she can't figure it out in the house. But if the doctor don't show you the love that she's gonna give you, then she's mad at the doctor because she's like, hey, this is where my love is. I need my love to feel better. So it's the same thing when you get older and you get married or in a relationship. If she's giving you love, take it, but let her know that you appreciate the love that she's giving. Everything they do is based around love. When women want a baby, they don't just want to have meaningless sex. They want to make love because the love is the child. Give me your love so I can put it with my love and we can make something we both love. The child. Right? You ever heard the phrase when they say put your love inside of me? They literally mean your love, right? Not your man's. You know what I'm saying? But literally they're going, no, give me your love so I can put it with my love so we can make something that we both love. Because I have love to give and I want to give it to something else. So give me the baby so I can give the baby the love. I'm not going to take none of your love away, but I got so much love to give, I want to give some to the baby. Right? And they got to love the child because if you think about it, when a woman has or wants to have a baby, she's preparing herself for whatever's going to happen for the next 9 months. She has love growing inside of her. It's changing her body. It's changing her physical features. It's not just changing her stomach. It's changing all parts of her body. Nose swell, feet swell, appetite changes, hair changes, nails. Everything changes because you're giving your love to something else that you know is inside of you. You can feel it. You just haven't physically seen it for it to know. But the baby knows you're giving me your love because you're giving me everything inside of you. Which is the love. And then when the child comes, that's why they're so ecstatic. Yes, they're angry and they're frustrated when they have to physically have the baby. Because yes, it's painful. But as soon as that baby comes out and they hear that baby start to scream, that love that they have, you see it oozing out of them. At that point, they don't care how they look. All they want to see is the love that just came from them. You ever notice when a woman has a baby? Watch her face if a man goes, "Thank you so much for this." Because it brings the love out in him too. Because it took his love and her love to make that thing that they're going to love, that child. So watch her face if you go, "Thank you so much for this." She's like, "My love, he got it. He penetrated me with his love. Our love penetrated and then boom." Not even just with kids. A woman will go, "I want a house." She wants a house so she could turn it into a home with her love. Everything she does is out of love. So when she decorates the house and she has stuff a certain way, it's her putting her love, her pieces of love all over the house. "I want these kind of plates because I love them. I want this kind of this because I love it. I want this kind of furniture because I love it. I want this type of TV. I need this kind of microwave, these kind of pots and pans because I love them. And I'm going to show y'all how much I love them. When you sit on it, you're going to love how it feels too. Because I love you, so I know that you like this type of material more than that type of material. But do you even acknowledge or say thanks?" Because she's making your job so much easier just because she's spreading all her love around. She's turning the house into a home. You ever seen a woman when she cooks and you can tell she enjoys it? And she's really truly doing it with love? What does she say? "I put my heart and soul into this." And you might just be thinking like, "This is just a regular Tuesday meal." But when she puts her love into it, it feels like gourmet. It could be burgers and fries. It doesn't matter. When she puts the love behind it, it feels like you're at a restaurant. It feels so much better than going up the street and going to Wendy's or McDonald's or somewhere like that and getting a burger and fries. When she puts her love in it, her heart and her soul in it, it feels that much better. And all you got to do is say, "Thank you. I appreciate it. This burger, I don't know what you did to it." She already told you, "I put my heart and soul into this burger." You see what I'm saying? But if you don't give her or acknowledge it, the love back, the love will go. Everything they do out of love. When they go to work in days that they hate, they go to work and it's somebody there that they may not get along with. They're going to go and they're going to do their best and they're going to do the best job they possibly can because of the love. "I love my family. I'm going to help support my family. So I'm going to do this." It's all about the love. And their love, the crazy thing about a woman's love, it's not selfish. You feel like she might be being selfish because she wants you to love her the way she loves you or give her some of that love back. She's not being selfish. She has more than enough love to give. She just wants to give it. It's hard being a woman because they got so much they want to give and people will take it, but they never give it back. And then that messes up their balance. They don't like how that feels at all. Women love to be loved. But when they don't get the love back, it bothers them. Even when it comes to their kids. You'll see parents post on Facebook and all that stuff when the kid's birthday comes around. "Happy birthday to the bestest, this, that, and the third." But some days those kids irritate them and piss them off. But they still stick with them because of the love. "I love you. I'm going to discipline you, but I love you. I do it out of love." You ever seen a mom whoop a kid? They whoop them and then go talk to them and basically apologize for whooping them or give them something, reward them something, even after they whooped them, because the love is just there. They can't even control it. Even when they're mad, they're still showing love. Women can be mad at you and yell and fuss and just be upset. If they didn't love you, you'd never know it. Because women are really good at being silent. When they have nothing to say, oh, the love is dwindling away from you. You better do whatever you can to find that love. Everything you do for a woman, you got to do it with love. You get them a gift, make sure they know it's out of love and not because you feel like you messed up and now you got to try to correct it. Nah, give it to them out of love. Not because you want something or you feel like you need something. Because what you fail to realize is you need their love. For you to keep going like the way you going, you need it. You may never admit to it. You ain't got to admit it to nobody else, just her. The person that's giving you the love, just admit it to them. You don't have to admit it to anybody else. She'll do it for you. You don't have to admit that you love or the love that you have to anybody else but her. Whoever you're getting the love from, admit it to them. They'll make sure everybody else knows. Because that's all they really want. Same with the kids. The kids, you don't have to tell your dad you love them. I mean, it's cool, but you make sure you tell your mom that you love them. Show your mom that you love them. Because she'll make sure everybody else knows that how much her kids love her. Because everything she does is out of love. Always. They have a tough job. They raising kids, working. Some of them working and going to school and raising kids all at once. That's a tough job. And they still showing love to people. They still giving out love, even when they feel like they're not getting any back. Because a lot of women feel like they don't get any love. But they give it to everybody. And they feel like they don't get any of it back. Why not, though? They deserve it. Think about the woman that's in your life right now. If she just up and was gone. Left. And took all her love with her. Imagine what your life would be like. It wouldn't be nowhere near as where it's at right now. Even like when men cheat on their wives and then end up with a new woman. You ever notice they find a way back to the wife? Because that's where the real love was at. The other woman might be showing them love, but it doesn't feel the same. That was like aftermarket love. It's like buying aftermarket parts on a car. Yeah, they fit, but the car will never be the same. Because now all you're doing is you're going to keep replacing the parts over and over and over again. At some point, you're never going to get that original piece. You're always going to be replacement, replacement, replacement. And it's not going to feel exactly the same. So the next time you feel like you showing love, show more love. Because they're giving you all their love. All the time. Even when you feel like y'all having issues, it's out of love. She's giving you love. She's giving it to you and you don't even know that you're getting it until you're not getting it anymore. And then you're like, what am I missing? It's the love. Trust me, you're going to get it. But you got to make sure that they know and feel the love too. They need to feel the appreciation. And not just on Mother's Day. Everybody does that. I got her some flowers and a card and this and that. She's expecting love that day. It's all the other days where she's not expecting it that you should give it. She expects it on her birthday. She expects it on the anniversary. She expects it on Christmas. She expects it on Valentine's Day. She doesn't expect it on a random Thursday. Think about it. Have you ever given a woman flowers just on a Thursday? She goes, what is this? Just, I love you. And I wanted to get you some flowers. She'll be like, oh my God, like you just, her day could have been horrible. everybody was taking her love that day and nobody was giving anything back. And then boom, you show up with the flowers on a random Thursday and gave her all that love that she just put out. You just refueled her love. Or you just up and be like, hey, let's go to dinner. Why? Because I love you. When a woman says, hey, I'm hungry, feed them. Show love. Feed them. Doesn't matter if they don't know what they want to eat. That's fine. A lot of times they'll just put the love out there just to see if you catch it. Hey, I'm hungry. Some dudes will be like, that's nice. What you gonna cook? What? Are you serious right now, dude? No, give her back some love. What would you like to eat? You want me to make you something? Are you hungry? Because she gives you love when you least expect it all the time. She expects it from you sometimes. Just because that's when every man gives a woman love. Oh, it's Christmas. I got to get her something. It's our anniversary. Got to get her something. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. I guess we'll do flowers, cards, and candy again. She expects that love. Give her those days and that kind of love just randomly. And watch what happens. Watch how much your life changes because of the small sacrifices of love that you've given back to her. Because she's giving you love time and time again, even when you didn't deserve it. Women get love a lot of times and it's not even deserved, but they give it anyway because that's what they're looking for back. I'm giving you what I want you to give me. I give you this, give me some of it back. And a lot of women don't even ask for it all back. They just want some of it. Just acknowledge that I need some of this back. You can't have it all. You can have some of it, just not all of it. Give some of it back. We got to learn how to appreciate our women, especially the strong, tough ones that go through a lot and still give out love. Women been through hell and they still give out love. Imagine the single moms out there. They got kids, they working. You got to help with homework. You got all this stuff to do, but you're doing it by yourself. That's why you ever notice sometimes with married women, they'll be like, well, have your dad help you. The kids be like, okay. And then dad be like, well, why your mom can't help you? I just want you to give them a little bit of the love that I gave you. Give it to them. So I can keep doing what I'm doing and refuel my love over here. No matter what it is I'm doing it out of love. So she goes, hey, can you help them with this? Sure, no problem. What you need? Because now the love that she's giving you, you transferring it over to them, which in turn, they're going to give it back to both of y'all. Love is what makes a woman's world go round, always. Everything they do is out of love. Everything. Even if it doesn't feel like it, just trust me on this one. Everything they do out of love. So the least we can do is acknowledge the love that they're giving. Because it's not easy being a woman. It's hard as hell. Put it to you like this, fellas. Would you want to be pregnant for 9 months? I know I wouldn't. Don't do that to me. In the middle of the summer, in the summer heat, and I'm 7 months pregnant, sweating. And it's funny because women look beautiful when they're pregnant. They got that glow. I don't care what anybody says, it's real. If you've ever seen it, it's legit real. But it's hard to do that. Because the whole time they're pregnant, they're giving that baby love and still giving love to everybody else around them. Everything they touch is love. I don't care what you say. You ever felt a woman's touch? It's love behind that touch. A woman's embrace is love behind it. Even when they're upset with you, you still feel the love behind the embrace. Everything they do is out of love. All I'm asking, fellas, is that we show them some love back. That's it. That's all. Because it's hard being a woman. They got to deal with people out in the world. trying to steal their love somehow or another. You know, it's hard for them. It's hard being a woman. It's really just that simple. It's hard. So when they do it, and as well as they do it, acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just who they are. They're Wonder Woman. They're Superwoman. Because they make a whole lot of stuff happen and never really get the credit that they deserve. Well, today, it might not seem like much, but I'm giving you your credit because I know it's hard as hell to be a woman. I'm grateful for all y'all, especially the ones who show their love every day, because that's who you truly are. I just hope that we can penetrate y'all's love with our love. And will we? Who knows what'll happen after that? But that was just my thoughts on women being underappreciated. When you see your woman, tell her, I appreciate you. And then show her. Don't just say it, do it. Show her that you appreciate her. Tell her that you appreciate her. Let her know that her love that she's giving out does not go unnoticed. All right? Just a little advice from me to you. Whether it's your wife, your mom, your girlfriend, hell, even your daughters. Because they're younger, but they're learning how to give their love and show love. Let them know you appreciate it. I appreciate this drawing that you made me. I love it. That little bit goes a long way. I appreciate this meal that you made. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the way you take care of the house and take care of the kids. I love it. Thank you. A little bit of appreciation goes a long way. Trust me. Goes a long way. All right? So like I said, when you see a woman, girlfriend, significant other, whoever, tell them that you love them, that you appreciate them, and everything that they do, you see. Because that's what's going to keep the love going that you need to survive. Not them, but you. All right? It's your man, Teddy B. Love. You already know you can check me out on all social media platforms. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can find me at anchor.fm/Teddy B. Love. You can find this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Alexa, all of it. Just check me out. As always, if you like it, share. If you don't, let me know. That's cool, too. I just appreciate and I thank y'all for the love that you've shown me. I'm trying to give some of the love back when I do this. Trust me, it's all appreciated. It's your man, Teddy B. Love, and I holler.